28-year-old Jake Bonner stood outside City Hall Friday afternoon, just a few feet from where an elderly white man fell to the ground and bled Thursday night after being pushed by Buffalo police. Bonner's handmade sign read, "Don't push me."
Just the video that went viral last night from WBFO just kind of underscored a problem that already exists in the police department here in Buffalo and across the country. And I think that, it's important that when we see that police brutality happen to a white body, we also remember that it happens to black and brown bodies at a far higher proportion. And,
Bonner says what's even more troubling is that city officials weren't truthful about the incident. City spokesperson Mike DeGeorge initially said the 75-year-old man, Martin Gugino, tripped and fell. It wasn't until WBFO posted video that the city suspended the two involved officers.
We should be trusting them to spread the truth, but when it comes into conflict with their own positions of power, we're seeing more and more people not telling that truth.
Another protester upset by the video, which has been viewed over 70 million times on Twitter, was Eugene Sims, who's 24.
It's strange how police have to use such force when there's no realistic threat, but you can't hold just the police accountable. You also have to hold the people who give them their orders accountable.
That's why he and about a dozen others stood outside Mayor Byron Brown's house Friday afternoon. They're asking Brown to adopt all 8 police reforms in the 8 Can't Wait campaign. Buffalo currently has 5.
So we're out here with some signs for the other 3, like requiring warning before shooting. We have required duty to intervene, which requires an officer to intervene if another officer is using excessive force. And we also have required comprehensive reporting, which would be reporting any time a police officer uses or threatens to use force.
Just a couple hours before, news broke that all 57 officers on Buffalo's emergency response team had resigned from the team in response to the suspension of the 2 officers in Thursday night's video. Sims thought it was selfish.
I think it'd be more helpful to see them stand on the side of the people demanding justice and accountability for these cases of police brutality.
Thursday night's incident is partially what inspired 21-year-old Tracy Jones, who's black, to protest in Niagara Square Friday night.
Look, how could I let a white man be out here protesting against brutality against my kind, and then he gets attacked? How could I not march with them?
Just 10 minutes before Buffalo's 8 p.m. curfew, Jones was nervous about the night to come, but also hopeful.
I have 100% confidence that we will not tolerate police brutality within this city any longer.
Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.